Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I had here with me something I was going to share. In fact, I've got another something. I got to find it that I was going to share with you earlier in the week, and we got a lot of calls, and we didn't get to it. This actually came to me on Wednesday, and this is a little comparison between Nixon and Hillary. Now, I know we've talked about that before, particularly when it was the Watergate anniversary, but I thought it would be good to kind of go over this again. And he says, PBS aired an hour-long program. Now, he sent this to me on Wednesday. An hour-long program, prime time, yesterday, which would end Tuesday evening, which focused on President Nixon, the Watergate burglary, and the subsequent attempt by Nixon to cover up the event. Now, I was never a fan of Nixon, he says, but it got me to thinking about the severity of Nixon's misdeeds versus Hillary's persistent lying and criminality. And the very different treatment by the national press. Now, I was a youngster when this took place with Nixon. And, well, I say I was a youngster. I was a lot younger. And I remember and didn't really pay attention to what exactly they were doing. And since then, I have figured that out. And while I do not condone breaking and entering and spying on one another, why do the Republican and the Democrat Party have anything to hide? Just something to think about. If they're both trying to do what's best for this nation, if they're both looking out for the best interest of we, the people, what do they have to hide? Okay, let's go back. In 1972, some burglars that were connected to or financed by President Richard Nixon's re-election campaign broke into the Democratic National Committee offices at the Watergate in an attempt to find out the strategy of the opposing Democratic presidential candidate. President Nixon and members of his staff attempted to cover up and interfere with the investigation of the burglary. Nixon resigned the presidency. 2016, Hillary Clinton conspired with members of the Democrat National Committee to rig the national presidential primary election in order to prevent her opponent, her very own opponent, not the opposing party, from winning the Democratic presidential primary. Will Hillary withdraw her name from the consideration for the presidency? Will there be a congressional investigation like Watergate? Will the press doggedly seek to answer all of the questions about responsibility and subverting the democratic process? We could list numerous other mistakes and errors and lies and thefts and scandals and cover-ups and misdemeanors and felonies that Hillary has been a party to or a co-conspirator in during the last several decades. But will those scandals, will those misdeeds and criminal transgressions disqualify Hillary? He's got Hillary because that's, you know, how I spell it. Any more than Watergate did Nixon. Will she be held to the same standard as Nixon? Well, it appears not, as he says. Not only that, but her conspirator, Debbie Wasserman, which I call it Wassergate, got another job. She resigned and was immediately hired by Hillary Clinton to work on her campaign. Kind of wonder if she got a raise. You know, don't you kind of wonder about that? We don't hear from Wasser anymore, Wasserman, Wassergate. I call it Wassergate, but it's been swept under the rug because it's not important. And the vulgarity of the language that were in those emails is astounding. Not only that, when Hillary was a young, strapping lawyer, she was on a committee for the Watergate, and she ended up getting fired. She got fired because she lied, and they said she did not have the integrity of what this law firm stood for, I guess. And yet, the media completely ignores all of the scandals and the crimes that follow Hillary Clinton. Don't you find that a little bit insulting? That the media is so on board with Hillary Clinton that they will not talk about the past. Now, they talked about, and I remember when I first got here, when I first took my show after the closing of Derry Brownfield's show, and I started my show. After that, it was at that time when we had the big scandal of Wiener. And his use of his cell phone and his selfies. And that is something that they brought up this week. Now, that's 5.5 years ago. But that's something they brought up this week in order to bash, what's his name, the new man taking over for Trump. And because they said he absolutely ruined Wiener's political career. I mean, no, he didn't do it. Everybody was talking about it. I was trying not to talk about it because it was a distraction from what was really happening in that day. But they had no problem bringing up that past. But they refused to look at Hillary's past. How many remember some of the crimes and the scandals that are connected to Hillary Clinton, even deaths? There's, you know, suspicion that nothing was ever done. But there's Benghazi is the most recent. Well, the email scandals are the most recent. And I said when that came out to be that there was something in those emails that really had nothing to do with Benghazi. As bad as Benghazi was, that's not what she was hiding. And I was right. Because here it comes, people. But again, the media that loves Hillary and wants Hillary elected, they don't care how much she lies. They don't care how much evidence she tries to destroy. You know, Nixon's 20 minutes on a tape. Hillary's 30,000 emails. Hillary's lying about Benghazi and it being a video that took place that was a lie. That doesn't matter. Travelgate didn't matter. Filegate didn't matter. Chinagate didn't matter. The war on Bill's female victims didn't matter. And the list of scandals goes on and on and on with Hillary Clinton's past. She is not fit to be president of the United States. And we have to do whatever we can to make sure she doesn't get elected and that she does get indicted. One way or another. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
See us
Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4. Not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phones. We have Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
Pretty good this morning.
Well, good. What's on your mind today?
You brought up a subject that's kind of tender to me, and that's with Nixon and what the Democrats did to him
over
a political paper.
Yep.
Or an attempt to get some. But I think you ought to consider what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did.
Oh, my goodness.
Recently, and the Democrats have been operating this way for a long time. And I could remind you that what they said about Eisenhower golfing once in a while compared to what the hell we got now, see?
that is kind of funny. I don't remember the Eisenhower administration too well. I was pretty young, but so I didn't realize that he got complaints because he golfed once in a while. That's hysterical.
I happen to be a Nixon person because I was in the war when he took action against the enemy.
Yes.
And the whole country didn't like him for that reason, but I didn't understand then that the Democrats do this stuff all the time. And when you're in an election against a Democrat, you better be awful careful.
You know, he inherited that, what he got into there, and I'm not going to say that he's a saint or he did anything great, but he's remembered for Watergate, and he did so much more than that. And they didn't like it when he pulled out of Vietnam. He said, what do you want? And so he did it. And, you know, that kind of went sour for a lot of people over there that were helping the United States.
Well, remember another thing is important. He had a peace treaty signed, and the Democratic Congress let it die inside of Congress.
Oh.
Or half of that country would have been like South Korea now.
Hmm.
And they're enslaved the rest of their damn lives over that one.
Yes.
But the idea was watch the Democrats close when you're running against them.
All right. Keep your enemies, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work you do.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. Well, President Nixon, he was, what the old expression, run through the ringer backwards. And he was guilty. He was guilty of what he had done. But how is that so much worse than what Hillary had Debbie Wasserman do with Wassergate? Now, a lot of people are saying, well, Bernie wasn't going to win anyway. Well, they'd been doing it the whole time, not just the week before convention or 2 weeks before the convention. This had been going on. And Hillary must not be quite so sure of herself, or she wouldn't have to stoop to all the dirty deeds that she does. Now, I had a letter, and I have had it, and I just keep forgetting to share it on a Friday, but I've got it in my hands right now. This is a little note, a little card that came from a listener there in Montana, and a shout-out for Chuck. Thank you very much. And he says, he just wrote on a little card here to me, I wonder, this is food for thought, I wonder if anyone is watching for signs of Hillary skipping the country when Trump is elected. Surely his promise to restore law and order terrifies her. Thanks for your decency and your sanity and your programs. I appreciate that very much. You know, that is kind of maybe we should take her passport away. She doesn't need to be in other countries right now. She's campaigning anyway. Now, we talk about the politically correct and people being overly sensitive. Here is a story that I kind of saved. It came in earlier this week on Monday. And it's a restaurant billboard, and it is prompting all kinds of backlash out of Indiana. A billboard in Indiana is drawing criticism from people who think the restaurant behind it has taken trying to be funny too far. Hacienda Mexican Restaurant's latest billboard reads, Best Mexican Food This Side of the Wall. You know, instead of this side of the border, it says this side of the wall. Well, apparently that's offended some people. I don't find it offensive. I think it's kind of funny. I think it's cute. It's, you know, shows a little bit of, thought put through that, a little bit of humor. But apparently some people don't like it. So when did we become a nation that is so overly sensitive that we can't chuckle about something like that? I would probably want to go in and try the food. The best Mexican food this side of the wall. I thought it was funny, but apparently a lot of people don't. Bannon is the name. Steve Bannon is the name from Breitbart that is now helping Donald Trump. And there's a lot of controversy over it. A lot of people don't like what he's done with Breitbart News. I heard them calling him on the mainstream media, calling him a radical conservative. They won't say radical Islam, but they're going to call it a radical conservative. But in turning to Steve Bannon to head up his flailing campaign, Donald Trump on Wednesday made what observers on all sides agree is one of the most unusual choices for a campaign manager in political history. Now, I've heard an awful lot. I have started, and I've always had respect for him, but I've never sat and watched him constantly. What should I say? Perpetually. routinely. And that is Lou Dobbs. And I'm going to apologize to Lou Dobbs because I haven't been watching him. But I'm switching the channel now back and forth and trying to, I really like what Lou Dobbs has to say. He's got a lot of common sense. And like I said earlier this week, he was repeating some things I've been saying, and I thought, are they listening? And then even in Trump's speech, some of the things that were flying out of there were some of the things I've been talking about. You know, Trump isn't about Trump at all. It's about what the Republican Party didn't do when the people elected them back in 2012. It's about seeing the corruption that Hillary is constantly at, and not just Hillary, others on the Republican side. It's that we know we're being used and abused as we the people. And we're tired of it. It has nothing to do with how great anybody thinks Donald Trump is. It has everything to do with the fact the reason they hate him is the reason America likes him. He's not one of them. Does he have it all right? No. I don't imagine he does. I don't think anybody does. Our founding fathers didn't even agree on everything. In fact, their disagreement was why we ended up with the Bill of Rights. Because they didn't think it was enough. We got to say one more thing. We got to secure it one more way to stop the tyranny. And we had C.J. Hadley on yesterday, and we talked about tyranny. We talked about what the BLM and the Forest Service and USDA, and we didn't talk about the IRS, but let's throw them in the mix. What they have done to the American people and continue to do, EPA, particularly when we were just with C.J. Hadley, we're talking particularly about land. Landowners, what landowners are going through. We have Mike from Illinois. We're going to go to Mike.
Yes, it makes me wonder, and when you think of it for a moment, are the majority of American voters just voting out of sheer ignorance? They just don't know. I mean, Americans are not stupid, but are they just voting out of ignorance? They're ignorant of the fact of all of the crimes that Hitler and Bill have committed to this date. It makes you wonder.
Well, there's some people. Let me stop and inject here just a little bit. There's people on both sides, Republican and Democrat, that's all they see. And those who are staunch Democrat, they believe in this right-wing conspiracy against Hillary Clinton and anybody in the Democrat Party, and Republicans are the same way. Instead of looking for liberty, I want to put you on hold here, Mike, because we're going into a break. But I think they're out of ignorance because they're not seeing the big picture. They're only seeing this monopoly we have called the two-party system, and it is taking the people to task. It is wearing us out. We have had about all that we can stand. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It's Free for All Friday. I've got a couple of callers holding. If you'll continue to hold and have patience with me, I appreciate it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we will talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I'm going to slow it down. I got in trouble last week. 877-895-5410. We were visiting with Mike, and Mike and I were talking about why do people vote the way they do? Are they completely ignorant or blinded? And I think they're blinded. They believe it's all political, and they aren't seeing the truth of how we are being bamboozled from both sides. That's what I think, Mike.
They accept the party lines, just like Nikita Khrushchev used to say every night on the news in the 1950s and 60s. The party says this, the party says that. Real quick, Beth, Donald Trump and Hillary go into a bakery, and there's nobody in there. Hillary looks at Trump, and she says, "Watch this." So she reaches across the counter and grabs three of the most expensive French pastries they have in the store, sticks them in her pocket. She says, "Look, nobody saw me. I don't have to make up any lies about this. I didn't get caught. I'm not going to have to cover it up." Trump looks at her and says, "Hillary," he says, "that's the problem with you. You've been a liar. You've been a cheat. You've been deceitful and a traitor your entire life." He says, "If you were honest like me, the owner of this store would give you those three for free. I'll show you." So Trump calls the owner out, and the owner comes out. Trump says to the owner of the bakery, he says, "Would you like to see a magic trick?" The owner says, "Sure." So Mr. Trump says, would you give me one of those expensive French pastries there? So Trump takes the pastry from the owner and eats it down. He says, would you give me a second one of those pastries, please? So the owner gives him a second one. Trump eats it down. So the Trump says, would you give me a third one, please? So he takes the third pastry and eats it down, and he's wiping his mouth with a napkin. And the restaurant owner says, wait a minute. He says, I thought that was a magic trick. He says, what happened to my three pastries? Trump looks at him for a moment. He says, check Hillary's pocket. Some of you people know what's going on. For those of you wonderful people out there that support her and are listening, remember, the sound of silence is the sound of evil, and for evil to triumph, good men must do nothing. And support Beth and stay with her, and remember, just as we were taught up until the early 1960s, it was God first, family second, and country third. And if we were still in that line, we'd be in shape. So,
and you know,
send her some money.
That right there is our problem. We are failing to put God first. Mm-hmm.
She's a good woman. She's doing what's right. She's doing what you and I are unable to do. And the fight, I think, is getting closer to starting. So if you want to live in tyranny, do nothing. And if you don't, and you don't want the generations coming after us to live in tyranny and suffrage, then support her, and let's try and change this before things get any worse than they are.
Thank you, Mark.
Beth, God bless you and all of the people, Jeremy and Brian and everybody, and you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for everything you do, and I'll be talking with you.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Mike. Appreciate that. We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Say, I was just going to say, if the Republicans was running someone as crooked and big a liar as Hillary Clinton, what do you think the Democrats and the news media would be saying about it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's no telling. They would make hashes out of them, I think. Ashes or something. It was,
I'm old enough to remember Nixon, and all Nixon did was told a little lie. It was the first thing on every newscast. When Hillary tells a lie, it's way down in the newscast if it's mentioned at all. And, it just depends on which side of the fence you're on. The news media and the Democrats run most of the decisions, and that's the reason why that half the people in this country don't see anything wrong with Hillary Clinton, because they've never been, they don't pay no attention. They just hear a little bit of news on 5:30 or 6 o'clock of the night time, and they're busy working, raising their families, and they're not actually paying attention to what's going on.
You're right. You're right. But I think they're starting to. CW, I do think they're starting to. And I think that's what's really happening this year. And it infuriates me. And it shows where their alliances are, or allegiances, or their true loyalty, when these established Republicans, some of them are senators, some of them are running for president, have made a plea that they don't use any of the money in the GOP for the presidential race, but, you know, they're saying Trump's going to lose, so we need to make sure that we don't lose our Senate and representative races. And I'm thinking, you know what? They lost those back in 2012 when they refused to do what the American people elected them to do.
You got that right.
And that's what the problem is.
It won't be because of Trump. It's going to be because they didn't do nothing.
And it's going to be because it's what they wanted. They want Hillary over Trump, and there's a reason for that, and I'm going to go back to the money. It's about the money. It goes back to the immigration, legal and illegal, and trade. It goes back to that. Anyway, I appreciate your call, CW. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
We have Jeremy from Arkansas. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome.
I just want to make a couple quick points, and then I'll hang up and listen. I thought it was interesting the comparisons to Nixon. Something I don't think a lot of people know is mm-hmm. that when Nixon ran against Kennedy, it actually was a very, very close race. And Kennedy won basically in Ohio, and there was evidence of voter fraud. There was a sense that if Nixon had contested, that there was a possibility that you know, he could prove that there was fraud in Ohio with the voting. But the powers that be, went to Nixon and basically said, let it be, let Kennedy have the election, and, you know, you'll get your turn next. And I think that that's essentially what has happened with Hillary. And that's why I feel like that the Democrat Party is, you know, holding on, backing her, you know, regardless of all the scandals and these things, is because they basically feel they've owed it to her. They've basically promised it to her. And, you know, another thing, just real quick, you know, the Democrat Party, I feel like that they, one of their biggest tricks that they're using right now is, you know, racism through the, you know, decades and of politics has been a tool basically to divide people. And so I think that that's why, in a large part, Obama and the Democrats have, you know, used racism. They're not trying to end it. They're trying to encourage it because it creates a bigger divide.
Did you see Donald Trump's speech the other night there in Milwaukee?
It was actually, you know, it was a great speech, and I was just a little bit disappointed that they put out the press release about the changes in the campaign, because it basically gave the media a reason to not talk about it.
Yes, you know, there's been a lot of people say that. There's been a lot of people say that, but I guess either before or after, and I don't know if that's why he was so late that night.
Right.
Lou Dobbs was getting put out with him. He was running so late that, you know, some people don't like people that are late, and then some of us are the ones who are late. You know, I'm never late here, but my brother gives me a lot of kidding about being the one late coming to the family things. But of course, I was the one walking in there with five kiddos, too. Anyway,
right.
I appreciate the call, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Trump, I don't know that he's really doing a turnabout, but he did, and they kind of nitpicked this a little bit. I take it as an apology. When somebody says they regret they said things, I kind of take it as an apology. It can't be a personal apology unless he goes to that person and apologizes. And Megyn Kelly said that he did apologize to her. Of course, she liked to say that I was the one who initiated the meeting. She was just as ugly about things as Donald Trump was, and she pushed him in a corner, so I'm not giving her any slack, and I refuse to watch her because of her behavior with Ammon Bundy and some others, and Ben Carson, before Ben Carson really announced that he was going to run for president. She was rude. She was not a good journalist, in my opinion, as you know, it was just my opinion, so I won't watch her, and I won't watch her show. But we're going into a break, and it's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I will slow it down. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For
for only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school. Whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college, the convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. It's Friday, and I have carried on a tradition that I started a few years back with I break it once in a great while. It is called Free for All Friday, and that's when I turn the microphone over to you, to we the people. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
I'm good, Beth Ann. I just want to reiterate to everybody how important our Second Amendment rights mm-hmm. are. And if anybody who is interested anywhere at all about it, there is a movie out called Molon Labe. It's Molonlabe, How the Second Amendment Guarantees America's Freedom. And it's an hour and 57 minutes. It goes all the way from the beginning, you know, on through to nowadays, telling you how important it is to make sure that we maintain our Second Amendment rights here. And
it is not about hunting.
It is. It tells you how our state militia, even if we don't have a constitutional sheriff in our county, which everybody should have, the militia, which is comprised of all the state citizens from 17 on up, they are the ones that guarantee the freedom within their counties and within their states. And it's just important. Everybody should know. They don't teach civics classes anymore. And this is our civics, our God-given civics, that for us to protect ourselves, our families, our neighbors. You know, we all want to band together and protect our neighborhoods, you know, our state. We want to keep ourselves safe, and this is the best way to do it, and everybody can do it. Everybody can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we started our kids, my husband and I are part of our state militia, which is sanctioned by the governor back in 1985. our kids are both, my youngest son is being sworn in to our militia unit this weekend. And it's just really important, and they know the importance of this, and they know that they have the God-given right to protect themselves and their properties and, you know, their families when they have them. And we need more people involved, and we need more women. I'm the only woman in our unit right now. And
I need to do a show. I need to write an article on the women in the revolution because they were very involved. And I had a story, and I haven't been able to find it again. And I'm going to have to let you go here pretty soon because I've got some calls holding. But there was another Tea Party, and it was the females. And they did not dress up like Indians. No. They just went out there blatantly and did what they did.
Well, you had Molly Pitcher back then, they barely touch on it in schools anymore. She went out, and she took care, she got water to the guys, and she lifted up her arms to help.
All right, well.
Yes.
Something's going on in the background there. I'm going to let you go, Laura. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Thank you so much for all that you do. We have Chuck from Tennessee.
Hello.
Hi, Chuck. How are you today?
Fine. You? How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm troubled by the candidates we have. I don't even think I'll vote.
Oh, please don't. Please don't do that. Please, there's other people running. Please don't not vote. Exercise your right to do that. Please don't not vote. I understand your aggravation and frustration. I do understand that. I think most Americans feel that way. But we're being taken to the cleaners by these parties, and we need to realize that they've got a monopoly, and there's only one way to clean it up, and that's quit electing the party people. So,
I have one question, though, for anybody that can tell me this. Trump, he said that he bought politicians when he wasn't a politician. He said like Hillary, he had Hillary going to his
the rich hang out with the rich, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we can buy politicians, though, can't they destroy his businesses? I mean,
it's the other way around. I think that they've all, on both sides of the arena, come to him in the past for money and support. And I think he's got a pretty good handle on what they do. So I think that's what it's about. I think he's figured out. Now, I could have this all wrong. You know, I could, Chuck. Mm-hmm. I could have it all wrong. But I think that he is a businessman. He is wealthy. But I think he has seen what's going on and how badly it's hurting America. And I think he wants to do something about it. And he is putting a team together. Now, I could be wrong. But I like old Ben Carson, and I trust him, and he trusts Donald Trump. He doesn't agree with him on everything, but he trusts him. And I'm just going to beg you, please don't not vote. I mean, there's third parties. There's something. I'm not really encouraging third parties this year, but I want you to exercise your right to vote, particularly in your local elections. Please go out and vote. I'm going to have to let you go.
I'll think about it, and
okay.
I'll let me call.
All right. Well, you're more than welcome to call. Thank you so much. You know, I don't want anyone, and that was something I was going to mention earlier in the show today, that we talk about the voter fraud. Don't let their wrongs keep you from exercising your right. Keep your eyes on your fries, is what they say. Be aware in your communities and your precincts what's going on. They're scared of we the people. They're not afraid of Donald Trump. Well, they might be a little bit. But it's really why he's where he's at. And he's not where he's at because of anything he's said or done. It's because of what those elected Republicans did not do in 2012. That's why we have what we have today. And I'm not trying to say that he's no good. I'm excited that he's not a politician. And the best thing that could happen for this country is for both of those parties to go down. Registered Democrats and registered Republicans have been taken to the cleaners, and our liberties have been taken away. C.J. Hadley and I talked about that yesterday, about the tyranny, about the lack of representation, because we're run by bureaucrats. We need to stop and think about that. Your local elections are important, if not more important, than the presidential election. But right now, what we've got riding on this, and I hope you're listening, Chuck, is the Supreme Court. And that's going to make a lot of difference in how things are going down. But it's going to take all of us. We have to plan this. We have to work together in our communities. We have to stand up for liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. One.